I have a new guest on the phone with me. Mark Dahlin from Finland and Big Lake Micros is here to talk about microgreens. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Mark.
Good morning, Katja. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So I got interested in this just from reading the Friends of Finland newsletter and have definitely eaten microgreens. I have quite a few friends. We don't do it in town. I don't have a good way to do it, but I know that, you know, you walk in their home and there's lots of little sprouting things all over throughout the winter, and little lights placed in special places. And so anyway, I think you're doing this in a bigger and more accessible way for a lot of people. Tell us a little bit about microgreens, how you got interested in this, and what you do.
Sure. Well, I've been working on a couple of the organic farms around Finland the last few years.
Okay.
And this just started out this winter, planning on growing greens for our household. And some friends said, hey, will you grow microgreens for us too? And a few more people did. And it's like, hey, you should sell this and kind of turn this into a thing. So the idea came about offering a free home delivery. And, you know, it's cold and snowy out all winter. So I thought, you know, this is a service I can provide to the community. And it's been a tremendous amount of interest. So it's great to be able to bring healthy, tasty greens right to people's door all winter long. And we offer free home delivery from Beaver Bay to Tofte. And I'll just say this last week, you know, I've had three or four people reach out about delivering to Two Harbors. And I know a lot of listeners are there. So, you know, there's probably 10, 15 people or so in Two Harbors, at least, that probably are interested. So, you know, if they're interested, they could go to the website, biglakemicrogreens.com, and sign up and you can see about doing some delivery options there if there's interest.
That's fantastic. I think that will be a huge plus to bring the greens to the people.
yeah, for sure. It's been really great, you know, connecting with people. Just this week, you know, I had a delivery out on Kramer Road to a family that lives in a cabin out there, and they have a little daughter, 4 or 5 years old, and she came out to greet me, and she was just beaming with smiles and was like hugging this package of microgreens. It was like a really awesome moment. I was like, oh, this is exactly why I do this.
You know? Really
fun to connect.
Well, I have to say the sight and smell of something bright green and in the dead of winter really is, it just tantalizes the senses. Tell us a little bit about microgreens. Like here, I'm imagining a listener, and, you know, I don't know. I know some about microgreens, but, you know, exactly what are you talking about here?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, the basic aspect of microgreens is kind of like the earliest stage of plant development. You know, you have the seed and the very basic germination process kind of moves into sprouting for just a few days. And then the first cotyledon leaves come out and then the true leaves will develop. So what we're doing is we're harvesting just before the true leaves emerge. So at this stage, it has like incredible nutrition, you know, oftentimes more so than like a fully developed plant. So it's really an easy way to get a lot of nutrition without having to eat an entire plate of vegetables, you know, so a lot of people really enjoy that. And the flavors are really powerful at this point. You know, I think that's one thing that chefs love about it is just like, and even just any consumer, you eat these, you can take a bite of radish and it's like, wow, what a bunch
right.
of flavor in this tiny little thing, you know, and they're really tender and delicate. So like really easy to chew, easy to digest. So it's like, great for anybody that's, you know, thinking about, hey, new year, new health choices, what's something I can do? This is such an easy way to do it without having to feel like, oh, I've got to completely change everything to make it happen. So,
right.
And we grow everything without fertilizers or pesticides, all non-GMO seeds, and we use certified compostable packaging with all our products. So, you know, I think a lot of people are interested these days in knowing where their food comes from and supporting local farms. And there's a lot of great farms. Local farms here on the North Shore, so we're happy to be amongst them doing good things for people.
Yeah. How do you grow these? Do you have lights or do you have a, like, what's the physical space?
Yeah, so just indoor growing space, doing all LED fixtures, so it's low power consumption, and they're all on timers there. Basically, you know, during the winter, that's the hard part about growing in greenhouses. Shorter day length, so, you know, plants need probably like a 14-hour day, so I've got everything set on timers that way. It's a nice little cozy spot to walk into in the morning and be like, oh, here's a whole bunch of green happening right now.
Yeah, and then I know you can put microgreens on your cereal, on your salads. Can you cook them and steam them, or do you suggest eating them raw? How do people know about that?
Yeah, so we offer a number of different products we have a garden mix, which is pea shoots, radish, and sunflower all together in a mix. And that is, I treat that as like a salad. You throw some balsamic and olive oil on it, and it's just wonderful. The pea shoots by themselves are wonderful. You can throw them in a smoothie for some, you know, flavored protein, or toss them in a stir fry if you're into that kind of thing. Radish, you know, got that really peppery thing, so you want to add that to a sandwich. You got basic meat and cheese sandwich, throw some radish on there, all of a sudden, like, wow, this is an incredible sandwich I've got.
Or yeah.
throw on top of your soup. I oftentimes, I've got the broccoli shoots as well, and I'll throw that in an omelet in the morning, and it's just, you know, a great way to get something really quick and really tasty.
Yeah. Yeah. And what kind of, well, you're saying the feedback has been all like, do you feel like in general, this is just this whole new thing that people are, there's just a huge exploding demand for it, or is that too strong a statement?
Well, in different segments, there's a lot of people that know about microgreens and they're like super excited when they hear that I'm doing it. They're like, this is fantastic. And there's obviously an educational component. Some people have never heard of microgreens, that, you know, they don't see them very often. So they're kind of like, well, what is this? And
yeah,
kind of hesitant. And then, so we have a table at the Winter Farmers Market, Finland Farmers Market, and I've got samples out so people can try them, and they're like, oh, wow, this is incredible, you know. So part of it's an education thing, and that's a big part of it. And then there's definitely people that are just diehards, like, oh, I've been eating these for years, I love it. So,
right, right, which you're probably in that category. How long have you been a Finlander and also eating microgreens?
I've been up in Finland for the last two and a half years, something like that. I've been had some farming operations down in Tennessee.
Oh.
And microgreens was kind of always like a side thing I was doing with those places. But now it's like, okay, this has got its own spot. And it's just tying it into the winter. You know, I think so many people start to get the winter blues, and it's like, how do I bring some greens to that? You know, and it's like seeing that joy throughout the winter with people really just makes it like, this is the right thing to be doing right now.
Yeah.
So it feels exciting, and yeah, it's got a good thing. It makes you feel good. I think that's another thing.
It
I
does.
Get from my husband, but, hey, I've just been eating this for a week, and I wake up in the morning like, wow, I feel really good. And it's just, that's the thing I've changed. So it's really awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Do you help people grow their own as well?
I have, yeah. The last farmer's market, we had a demonstration, so I was showing people how I do seeding and talking about that whole process. It's fairly simple to do at home. You know, if you want to do it on scale where you have some consistent all the time, you need a little bit more, but it's a pretty easy process. And, you know, if somebody's wanting to try it at home, I'd say maybe start with pea shoots. They're really like one of the easiest ones. They're not too finicky. And yeah, it's a really, really, it's a rewarding thing too, just having stuff growing right there. And like, oh, I'm just going to add this and put some fresh stuff, you know.
Right.
Doesn't get much fresher than.
And what kind of space would you say is needed? I know that I have struggled, like I try to grow herbs in the winter, and you know, our house is old and it has radiators. So just virtually all the spaces that you can put stuff on is near any kind of light is on a radiator, which I think just is too warm and dry, and it just seems to dry everything out. So, you know, I'm wondering, how could I create a space in my house? Like,
yeah,
what would be the basics?
Yeah, I think if you're looking to grow in a window, and you definitely can, you know, the limited light length will probably just slow down the growth, so it'll take a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a radiator kind of thing, maybe if you could build a shelf a little bit above that so it's not too hot. You know, they do exceptionally well. They'll grow anywhere from 65 to 80 degrees is kind of their comfort zone. They really like 75. So if you can kind of find that sweet spot, you know, and really it's just going to change the duration of their growing period. You know, some of my shorter ones right now will grow at, you know, 9 days, and some of the longer ones are 13, 14 days. So it's actually a pretty quick payback versus, you know, planting root vegetables in the garden outside,
right,
waiting 3 months. So it's great in that sense too, of watching things grow and having that fun exchange with having plants around.
And how do you water them?
I use what are called flood tray systems. So I have multiple trays inside of a larger flood tray, and I do all bottom watering.
Okay.
I would recommend doing bottom watering.
Yeah.
So if you just have flat trays, make sure you have something underneath it, and then you can pour water into the receptacle underneath it, so it kind of soaks up from the bottom through the soil mix, potting mix, whatever you're using.
Yeah, yeah.
It's easier and reduces your chance of any kind of issues with mold or dampening off on, you know, harming the plant from too much moisture.
Right. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mark. I'm speaking with Mark Dolan. He is owner of Bic Lake Micros. Tell us again your contact information, your website, and how people can get a hold of you.
Sure. Yeah. People can go to the website, biglakemicrogreens.com. You can learn more there, or sign up for free home delivery. Also, happy to say you can find our products at the Finland Co-op and just starting this week at the Tofte General Store as well. I've been in contact with a couple of restaurants and catering companies, so that should be showing up sometime here in the next month or so in some restaurants. You know, if you're a chef or work at a restaurant, please get in touch. Let's see if what we're growing can work on your menu.
Yeah.
And you can find us on Facebook, Bic Lake Microgreens, and Instagram. I just started too, at Bic Lake Micros.
All right. Well, it sounds like you are well on your way, and I hope we do run into you, and let's see what kind of Two Harbors action comes out of this. Thank you so much, Mark.
Yeah.
And good luck with your growing this winter.
Yep. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Mark Dolan. He is the owner of Bic Lake Micros.